for men, there's sort of like an expected leadership, even with, example, the tone of a male voice, because it's lower. You know, there have been studies shown that those with lower tone voices are seen with more authority, that kind of thing. So some very simple like human characteristics that make things easier for some and more challenging for others. But also in the workplace, I just got finished reading Sheryl Sandberg's book, Lean In, and she talks a bit about how there's this correlation with, for women who are successful and have achieved a lot in the workplace, there's a higher stance of unlikability. Okay, so a successful woman is seen as unlikable, whereas a successful man is seen as likable. And, you know, there have been studies done showing this. And so it puts women in a very tricky position, because what many women do is kind of downplay their voice, or downplay, for example, their inner knowing, where they might step forward and speak out about a certain issue or a new creative idea that they have. So I think women in the workplace sometimes have to work against themselves just to be liked. And that's a very difficult place to be.
Some of what you do, you work with women leaders and help them to articulate their message, get the message out there. What challenges do you see the women facing, and how do you help them overcome that?
A lot of women who come to me, they're on the cusp of really claiming what their calling is. And what's keeping them from it is actually the belief that what they're feeling inside of them is real, meaning they feel inside of them some big calling to step forth as a leader, whatever their area might be in, you know, whether it's for women and girl empowerment, or bringing more compassion in the world, or helping give girls a voice, whatever the area is. There's a self-doubt that happens inside of them. It says, can this be real? Like, I'm feeling this bigness that I'm meant to do this big thing, but can it be real?
What do you hope women take away from the conference?
I hope women take away trust in themselves and confidence that it's their turn now. It's their turn to lead. And that also they walk away feeling that they have a sisterhood of support, not just the women who are there in the conference. Certainly that's the foundational level, but that we are building circles of support nationally and internationally as women helping each other each come out more and more in our truth and our leadership.